That is the Zac Brown Band, 840 CFCW. It is time for Gardening with Sharon. And I saw you did a pretty cool thing on your social media channels last week where you did a virtual school trip.
Yes, I did it with a grade 5 class in Fort Saskatchewan, Jackie. And it was about wetlands and pollinators. And no kidding, I was a little bit hesitant about whether it was really going to be fun, but it was a blast. The kids engaged and... it was just delightful.
Now, with Gardening with Sharon, you'll love this. I said to my mother-in-law, because she always has this beautiful vegetable garden that she plants, and I said, when do we get to plant? And she laughed and she laughed and she laughed. She says the soil temperature is nowhere near where it needs to be.
You know, that is exactly it. Soil temperature is a really important piece of the whole gardening puzzle. Like, as the weather warms up, the soil warms up, but the soil warms up at distinctly slower rates than the air does.
So when do we know when we can plant?
Well, this is a story my dad would say. My dad, Charlie Wallace, he would say, dig a hole a foot deep, put your feet in there, and stand there all day, and if your feet don't get cold, then it's time. But that's kind of true. Actually, things really never happen in the garden until the soil gets to a minimum of about 10 degrees Celsius, and that has to do with seedling germination. Things don't really happen really well in the garden until there's a minimum of 10 degrees Celsius of the soil. So seeds don't really germinate under that. You can put seeds in before that, but they'll just sit there. And seedling growth does better above 10, as well as the rest of the garden waking up.
So what you usually say, Sharon's words are usually ready, set, wait.
Yes, that's it.
How do we find you on social media, Sharon?
I'm at Gardening with Sharon on Instagram and Facebook. And on my website, I have those details on my website, Gardening with Sharon. The details about the field trip are all on the website as well.